Boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tune it is, too. And I just would like to point out again that the part of that Boogie Check intro, Boogie Check, ooh-ah, the male voice was performed by someone who was nominated for an Emmy last night, but I'll give you details on that later. All right. Good evening and welcome. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, I got to get into my whole bit. A fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? If so, stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. It's the Boogie Check of what? Of life. That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. As up to you. You may know that Bob Surratt, every morning between 5 and 5:30, gives them a prize away to the first caller, and I have decided that that's what I'm going to do because Bob's a nice guy and he lets me steal stuff. So the first caller at 312-981-7200 going to win a prize. Is this a winner already? Man, wow, that was quick. Warren.
That's me.
Holy cow. You were like...
I'm shocked.
You are? Because you got through?
Yes. I'm driving a car and I heard the music and I dialed in, so...
Where are you going?
Home, in Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, Northbrook. Very nice, very, very nice town, Northbrook. Been there many, yes, many times. Yes, indeed. Did you just get off work?
You're welcome back.
Did you?
No, I'm retired. Oh, thank God. Oh.
Well, listen, you were the first caller, and you have won a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Stay on the line there, Warren, and we'll get the information that we need so that we can send you the weather station from American Weather Makers. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Monday night, full moon. And I saw a rainbow earlier. What does that mean? I don't know. Are we going to get weirder calls than usual because there is a full moon tonight? Is this the harvest moon, I believe? I don't know. All moons look alike to me. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. Come on now. 312-981-7200. Boogie Check of Life. You know, if it happens in life, it can happen on the Boogie Check, but you got to put it there. I'm not going to do it. 312-981-7200. While I wait for just a whole gaggle of calls to come in, I'm going to promote what's coming up. After the 8:30 news, author Mary Roach, author of Fuzz, When Nature Breaks the Law. I kid you not. She's a New York Times best-selling author. Other books that she's done that are bestsellers are Stiff, Spook, Bonk, Gulp, Grunt, and Packing for Mars. And her new book is Fuzz, When Nature Breaks the Law. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. That's right. John Landecker, the Boogie Check on 720 WGN. How did it ever get there? I don't know. Why is it there? We'll find out. Will it last? Well, that's a very good question. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. 312-981-7200. You know, it's like, what if you threw a party and nobody came? 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. What am I up against tonight? Monday Night Football? Yeah, there's a Metallica concert going on at the... Where?
At the Metro.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a ton of people who normally call the Boogie Check at the Metallica concert.
All the Metallica fans,
At the Metro. Right. 312-981-7200. I'll take a call. Any call. Any call at all. That's what he said. Any call, anytime. You tell me what you want, and bingo, we'll talk about it. I don't care what it is. Let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hi, how are you, John?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Great. We're just sitting on our sun deck thinking about my dad gave me a book when he passed away called Bob's Demise. And we're just going through and make sure we checked off all things. He was 97 years old.
Now, wait a minute. What's the name of the book?
Bob's Demise. Bob's, he wrote a book, a manual, when he died, what he wanted us to do.
Oh, wow. You mean like instructions for...
Yeah, the first page was his obituary.
Yeah.
Then he gave me speaking instructions at his funeral.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He told me what to say, which I did.
Yeah.
And then he wrote 12 letters to his best friends.
Oh, man.
That he passed away. We kept on putting more stamps on him because, you know, as the stamps went up. And we couldn't mail him because they were all passed away by the time he died. He was 97.
Man, oh, man.
Then he left a deck of cards plus three $1 $100 bills. And what he said to do with them is that he wanted us to get all his family together, which we did by Zoom last year because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And if anyone wanted any of his possessions, we would go and cut cards if people were tied. So we cut cards. And if someone cut a one-eyed Jack, Lori, one-eyed Jack, they get a $100 bonus.
Wow.
It's kind of strange.
That's a great story, Larry. I think that's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. So we had $300 bills, and we cut cards, and we had this in our garage, and it was great. And kind of a little strange, but that's my dad.
Well, that is a great story, you know, and it keeps his spirit alive. Thanks for calling, Larry. See, anything can happen on the boogie check, what'd I tell you? That is a great story. Oh.
Good evening, John.
Oh, he's got it.
Go ahead. This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
312-981-7200. Parrot the Pirate, it says.
Arr, it's John Landecker. Arr.
Yes.
Although we may say Land-ho Decker.
Uh-huh. Yo-ho.
So, Mr. Landecker.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And this is a very important question indeed.
Okay.
Do you get vacation days? Because I seem to think that when you're not on the radio, you're still on the radio. Like, how does this work? Do they say you get 9 months off for every Cubs game and Sox game? And
No, we don't carry the Cubs or the Sox, so that doesn't apply. But when the Blackhawks... When the Blackhawks and Northwestern basketball get on, yeah, I'll have some time off.
Well, you know, you've earned it. You've worked so hard.
Okay.
Tom Hush is one of the strongest promoters in the business and producers.
That's right.
Shut up.
Anyway, I hope you feel good. Oh, before I let you go, I have one question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why the T-Rex got arrested?
Why did the T-Rex get arrested?
Because he's a small arms dealer.
Thank you so much. There he goes, the pirate. Jeez. Glenn, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, John. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, now, being 3'9" myself, I'd just like to clear up a couple misconceptions about dwarfism.
Okay.
Number one, evildoers are not reincarnated as dwarfs. And number two, if you hit a dwarf on the head, we will not turn into 50 gold coins.
Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate the information because, you know, that's a question everyone's been asking.
I pity the fool.
Bob!
Good evening, Mr. Records is my middle name.
Yes?
Since I can ask you anything, I'm going to ask you for a favor. I'm a middle school music teacher, and one of our units is on copyright infringement. and we talk about how George Harrison was sued and a number of other artists were sued.
Right.
But I know that you were in the middle of your career experiencing some of that, and I would like to have you come into my, like, I would have you, like, Skype into my class and talk to the kids about what was going on with the radio industry at that time, if that would be something you'd be interested in.
If you want me to, sure. What school is it?
I'm in the western suburbs. I'm in Winfield.
Okay. And
but,
it's a middle school.
Oh, it's a little school.
No, a middle school.
You said, middle school, yeah. It's a middle school.
Well, I don't, I'd be glad to do it, but I didn't have any copyright infringement issues years ago. When George Harrison was sued by the people who owned the rights to He's So Fine by the Chiffons, they accused him of lifting about three or five notes for the song My Sweet Lord, but that's the only thing. I interviewed him about that, but...
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean...
Well, my kids are just learning about who, you know, they're 12, so just the name George Harrison is foreign to a lot of them.
Yeah, I can understand.
And you were there, so I'd like to have a firsthand account of, like, yeah, here's what our media talked about, you know, during this time, or when Cecilia was being... also questioned by, I can't remember the name of the group, Spirit or something like that, Led Zeppelin lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know as much about that as I do. The Led Zeppelin lawsuit, and there was also one, I believe, from Procol Harum, the organ on Whiter Shade of Pale. Somebody sued about that, but
yeah.
I don't have any extra information about that. I mean... You have access to the same information I do. I don't know. I don't. The copyright infringement thing that I have currently, okay, is that WGN's not a music station. So we don't pay for music rights. But under the copyright laws, you can play a minute, no more, a minute of just about anything. You can play 60 seconds. So...
Yeah,
that has been.
I think my kids would be fascinated to hear some of your stories about stuff like that.
All right, well then, give your number to Tom. I guess that's what we'll do.
Yeah,
and we'll set it up.
Thanks, John.
Sure.
It'd be nice to see you again. I've seen you with Dick Biondi, and you were at my high school in 1979.
Were you chanting boogie check, ooh ah, Bob?
You betcha, man. I was there. I was in like in the 40th row.
What high school?
Forest View High School in Arlington Heights.
Unbelievable. What was I doing there?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask you if you remember that.
Well, there were only two reasons at about that time, I think, for me to be at high school. And I don't know, team of the week, so to speak, or there was a high school assembly program. I don't
assembly
know.
Assembly program.
Yes.
Here's an upstanding member of our community, John Records Landecker.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Bob.